We are closing in on the start of the inaugural AFL women's season. February the 3rd, it kicks off with a game against old foes Carlton and Collingwood at the Olympic Park Oval. Think the Collingwood Westpac Centre or complex down there where the old Greyhound track was, and you're going to be pretty close to ground zero for that one. There's going to be so many interested onlookers for that first game during this first season, assessing the quality of the competition and also establishing whether or not there's the same passionate support for clubs as there is in the men's competition. Well, when it comes to quality, the Pies have landed a big fish. Number one picked in the Footscray Melbourne mini draft, or Bulldogs Melbourne mini draft of last year for that big clash, is a ruck from WA by the name of Emma King. She's now a Magpie, and be rest assured, there's no question of her bona fides. If they all play as well as Emma, we've got a magnificent comp on our hands. Good evening. I'm doing the mornings now. I'm normally the evening host. Emma, how are you? And welcome to Melbourne.
Oh, how are you going? No, thanks for having me.
I'm going very well. You've made the move over. It's one that, I guess, for the start of this AFL women's competition, every player was willing to do. We don't have the same problems we do with the men wanting to stay in the home state. And how did you feel when you were chosen by Collingwood as one of their two marquee picks?
Oh, it's a great opportunity, and I'm very privileged to get the opportunity to come over. I did have the option of Fremantle or Collingwood, but it was just the right timing in my life. No real commitment, so I took the chance and did the big move.
And what have been your impressions of the facilities available for the girls in preparation for this season? Collingwood, of course, pretty cutting edge in the men's game. I imagine similarly so for the women. Is it a step up from what you were used to as a club player back with the Coastal Titans in WA?
Oh, yeah, definitely. To have the facilities that they have at Collingwood available even to host for professional teams, you can just tell it's second to none. And I think everyone's in the same position, going from a club-based lifestyle of fitting in your own programs where you can, and training and restricted lighting, I suppose, is not a new thing for everyone. So, coming to a good facility like Collingwood, yeah, pretty excited.
Emma, the women's competition has come together. I'm not saying it's been rushed, but I don't think any, even most optimistic women's footballer would have thought, say, even 3 years ago, we'd be where we are today. Have you been taken by the speed of the development?
Oh, for sure. So I had a couple of years off. So I've played since Auskick. I've had a couple of years off playing, and then I came back about 3 years ago back into the women's league. And, it's just gone on fire since then. So, yeah, you just get thrown into the spotlight, and I think everyone's just excited with where it's come in the last couple of years, with you announcing the AFL season last year, and then it's almost here, so only a couple more weeks to go.
So, you know, you're going to be disliked by everybody but Collingwood supporters. It's part of being, it's the Collingwood dynamic, of course. Love them or hate them. What have family members and former teammates in WA said about you being a Maggie?
Oh, you know, the generic, you still have teeth. Funny, haven't heard that one before. But the supporters have been great over here. They're coming down to the training session. So, loving getting the diehard supporters coming down early.
The ruck position, and I watched some of the games from around Australia this season, of course, the Melbourne Bulldogs game last season. The ruck position is dang important. The height, there's a big differential between the big height that is all over the ground in men's football as compared to the maybe three or four girls per women's team that are genuine key position and ruck players. This, I think, affords you a great advantage, Emma.
Yeah, definitely height is one of my advantages. There's not a lot of girls who are over the 6 foot height. I met her the other at our AFL induction. The GWS ruck, Erin's only 17. She's 6'4", so that'll be a good contest.
Oh, they get them all, don't they? GWS will land another big one.
Yeah, they got a big one, didn't they?
It's like Rory Lobb. The you're also set up here, and this is really good that you've been able to come over here and get digs straight away with one of your teammates, Ruby Schleicher, is it? And also a Magpies netball player, Cody Lang. It's, I imagine, a bit of fun on top of exciting.
Yeah, it goes all right. There's never a dull moment, especially with Ruby around. Love a good sing-along, that one. Yeah, no, we've got a young household. I've come from being the baby in my family, living at home, and now I'm the oldest in the house. So that's a bit different.
Yeah, you're the mother.
I'm the mother, yes. By a couple of months on Cody, yep.
You're only 22. And I should also mention, this is a young lady, Emma King, who not only has been able to, with the fast-tracking of AFL Women's competition, craft a professional sporting career, but you've already got an architectural degree. Is that correct?
That is correct. I graduated last year.
Wow. Do you put that on the back burner and concentrate on football, at least for the first half of the year, or have you already got a placement?
Oh, no, I've put it on a bit of the back burner, especially with the hype of footy. I want to take it as seriously as I can, being a semi-professional sport at the moment. So hopefully get into it next year in some form of internship. But at the moment, footy is the focus, yeah.
When football, when we had the announcement that there was going to be an AFL women's competition, it was almost staggering the number of elite sports people that obviously had a background watching footy or playing footy through AusKick and other initiatives that are code hopping and joining in as part of the women's competition. I think Meg Lanning's a high profile cricketer. There are others besides from the world of soccer, etc. Do you think that, and are there any of Collingwood, and do you think the crossover will be successful, or are the girls who've played it as their one and only sport got a great advantage over those that are hopping from other codes?
I don't think if it's your only sport, it's your own advantage. A lot of girls, so I know a lot of basketballers, they bring a different dynamic to the sport. So having different agility skills and leap, I suppose, basically from a basketballer, that helps you in your AFL game indirectly. You see the game differently, different game plans come into play. So that's a good advantage. We've got Jess Cameron, who plays for Melbourne Stars Cricket in the Big Bash. Yeah, she's cross-coding at the moment. You'll find a lot of the girls who have cross-coded actually played all the way through juniors, or they've played a lot through their schooling years. And they just crossed to a different sport other than AFL because there wasn't a pathway. So now they're coming back because they love the sport, because now there is that pathway.
Well, Emma, history awaits. Now, I'm a big one for historical moments, and as the ruckman, you should be there for the first bounce of the first ever game between Carlton and Collingwood, and I'm backing you to get the first touch ever in the AFL women's competition. So I'll keep an eye out for it. Good luck to be the first footballer to touch the ball in a great new comp.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for that.